This isn't perfectly honest. I'm Elizabeth, and after about 4 decades, I'm shifting from the person I always thought I should be to the person I really want to be, in part because I've learned to be honest, both with myself and just about everybody I encounter. It's not always perfect. Sometimes it's a rocky road, but I'm learning a lot by being imperfectly honest and thought you might learn something too. Hey, y'all. I have my friend Kayla Gorski for a conversation today. Kayla and I went hiking a couple weeks ago and started talking about our mutual choice to opt out of motherhood. And we both learned a lot from making that choice and know that that choice can be a difficult one. And we thought that others might benefit from some of the things that we've learned along our journey. So here we are. Kayla, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation, Elizabeth. I'm really so honored to be here and having this conversation that I have to admit, I'm feeling a little nervous to have publicly and a little not reluctant, but I do feel that this is a conversation that I so often have in private or in my smaller groups of sort of safe women and community. And it still feels a little bit like we're breaking out of a pretty thick shell in having it. So before I even go further, are you feeling the same?
You know, yes, although I've had a pretty busy day and I really haven't had the chance to remember that I had those feelings until you mentioned it. So thanks for that.
Well, my apologies for that. But, you know, as we were kind of coordinating our time to connect today, I was just reflecting, and being child-free by choice, it's certainly something I've thought about for a very long time. It's something I talk about, but even just like publicly on something as simple as like Instagram, you know, like oftentimes I'll see memes or little stories or something that sort of bring this conversation into the forefront. And I'm always a little reluctant to share. And I think part of it is because there's this fear of being misunderstood in talking about it. And I do think that this is our choice. It is, I think, a choice that we felt some sisterhood around, in that we seem to be sort of resonating in the same way on many fronts. But also, it's not to say that being child-free is better. It's just, I think, a different life path. And I honor really both those who pursue motherhood or find themselves in it in a traditional sense, and those who are expanding what that definition is, and those who reject it sort of outright.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it might be helpful to kind of share how we got to this place. So I just always thought that I would be a mom. I grew up in a fairly small town, and most of the people that I knew had children, and I didn't really even consider the notion that I had a choice. Mm-hmm. And as I got older, I never felt a natural draw to be a mom, but I started my first business when I was 24. And when I was 29, it was a good time to get out of that business. I had been married for 4 years, and I'm sort of a life plan. Let's do these things in order. I know what the next step is going to be kind of person. And so I thought, well, I'm 29. I've been married for 4 years. This is the perfect time to be a mom.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Exactly. Yeah. And we started trying, and it didn't happen naturally. We tried a little bit of infertility treatment, and I realized that every time that infertility treatment failed, I had this sense of relief. And
that deep knowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Finally decided it was time to listen to that. And I had actually spent years talking my husband into wanting children. He never thought that he wanted to have children, but I thought that he would be a great father. I still feel this way today. And I started talking him into wanting children really from the start of our marriage. And then I had to come back and say, after all that, I've figured out that I actually don't want to be a mom. Yeah. And we actually almost got divorced over it because I said, this is a decision that you can't compromise on, unfortunately. And I would never want anyone to compromise what they really wanted with children. But we did decide to stay together, and neither of us have had children. We've since divorced, but neither of us have ch had children. And for me, when I finally made that decision that I wasn't going to have children, it felt like this huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. It felt like it was such the right decision, but it was terrifying to make that decision and to say publicly that I didn't want to be a mom.
Yeah, absolutely. I applaud you for hitting the pause button and asking that question. Is this something I really want? Because I really feel that that's a missing piece for so many people. Where, I mean, just like you and me, we were conditioned and brought up to think that you get married, you have kids, and that's what you do because that's what you do. That's what everyone has done before us. And that's just how things go. And to just really take that pause and focus in and ask, well, why? And is this a genuine want? Or am I feeling like I should do this? The should, Scott, I hate those. But I think it's so important to be able to do that and to keep asking the why to get deeper, deeper, and deeper. For a little background and context on me, I'm 42. I'm single at the moment. I have never been married. I've been, close a couple of times. But I guess I thought in the context of those relationships, particularly earlier in my life, in my 20s, particularly, it was, oh, yeah, of course, this is just like how things go. And at the end of one pretty pivotal relationship where I had been, going along thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is the thing. And he was, oh, we're going to have twins and these are their names. And I mean, all the things. I realized that I was subscribing to it because it was his dream and that it really wasn't mine. And it really began this journey in my early 30s of recognizing I don't want to become a mother in that kind of traditional sense. But there has been this, I don't know what the right word is, ache maybe, to want to fulfill that in some capacity. And I think that that's started a really beautiful journey in kind of expanding that definition of motherhood and recognizing, well, mother energy can exist beyond simply growing life and pushing that out of your body. It can reside in how you show up for the people you care for your family, your chosen family, for your animals, your friends, the way you mother young people in a similar career path, mentoring them. It just, I think that it can take some really interesting, unexpected, and valuable directions and shapes if you get curious about it and allow it. So I guess I'm curious for you, Elizabeth. Do you feel like that mother energy does reside in you? And like, if so, how does it manifest?
It does. I'm a nurturer. For whatever reason, I have not had the same desire to nurture children, even children that are not mine, than adults. And so I feel that I nurture in a motherly way to romantic partners, to friends, to in the way that I do my philanthropy, I have this strong need to be generous and to take care of others. But I've just never had that draw for young children.
Gosh, I feel that too. I feel that too. Funny. So I think too, it feels important to me more so with having conversations like this, and I do mentor some younger women within our community, and I feel like it's so important to just be honest with them that, you know, being child-free, it can be a choice. It is a choice. It's one that I've made for me, and that there's still a lot of beauty and reward and richness that comes through that life, just as an alternate example, because I feel like growing up, there weren't really examples of women who were child-free in my world that were celebrated. Like, I think back, and my mother's best friend, I called her my aunt, Aunt Cindy, she didn't have children. And I just thought she was so stinking cool. But also, now that I'm like talking about this and reflecting on it, nobody acknowledged that as like a, was that a choice? Was that not? It was just this taboo thing. Like, we don't really talk about that. Okay. It was just sort of assumed like maybe that was sensitive. But I, in my kid brain, started to internalize like, wow, look at how sexy your life is and the freedom that you have. And you're like kicking at a career. And so she was maybe the one example, but it was almost like an accidental one and one that wasn't celebrated, I think, in the sense that, you know, other people who were choosing the quote unquote norm and following that traditional path really were.
Do you feel like there's anything that you've been missing with your decision to opt out of motherhood?
No, I honestly do not. And I think about that a lot, and I have, where it's like, you know, is there missing a softness in my world or a purpose or a love? And no, I don't feel like there is a deficit in any of those areas. I think that for me, what I have gained, the abundance that I have in other areas as it relates to my freedom, my time, just my capacity for spontaneity and adventure, the abundance of love that I can seek in other areas outside of children, because I think they do require so much of our time and attention, and rightly so. And it's not to say that, you know, people who are mothers miss out on these things. I see my ability to access them maybe more readily, more easily, more on my terms. So one thing I feel like I sort of turn over and I get asked to is, do you think that you're less of a woman not being a mother?
I'm trying not to think that, but it's still hard. Thank you for asking. I had this experience recently. I've shared on the podcast that I'm in this relationship in which we've decided that we are really enjoying each other's time, but that we aren't suited to be long-term partners. And so we're supporting each other, and that if the other person meets someone that might be better suited to be a life partner, then we're going to support that direction. And John, my current partner, was interested in this woman who had a 7-year-old child. And I am 44, and I made the decision to opt out of motherhood almost 20 years ago. And I've never regretted it. I'm totally confident in my decision, feel like it is the right thing for me. And I found myself really comparing myself to that woman with a 7-year-old child, like viewing her as more feminine than me, viewing her as more generous than me. I still perceive myself to be selfish because I was unwilling to take on the sacrifice of having a child. It was a good example of how comparing yourself to other women can actually be a good exercise to help you figure out what you still need to work through. And I didn't really realize that I harbored those judgments against myself until then.
Gosh, it's just so interesting the way people are all we're all just mirrors for each other, aren't we? And it took that specific mirror to be held up for you to, I think, really ask that question and lean into it. And so I guess Where has your inquiry gone since then? Do you feel more sort of like grounded and dismissive of that as a thought, or does it still kind of linger? Like, where are you in the journey of sort of just turning that question over?
Well, I think it is always going to be something that might feel a little naturally triggering, but I've had a chance to really find my conviction about my decision again by going through that process. And I've also been more conscious about the ways in which I am providing that feminine energy and the nurturing and generosity versus selfishness. And so I think it not only made me conscious of the things that I needed to work through, but it made me more conscious of the things that I'm doing well and that I'm proud of.
That's great. Good. I think it feels sometimes like there's just this club of motherhood, right? And it creates that sense of belonging, and you're either in or you're out. And there's no room for the woman who doesn't have the child, who has a lot of mothering characteristics or mothers in their own way. It feels a little more, I guess, black and white. And that's certainly okay. It's just something, I've been turning over this idea of belonging to, and just where we fit, where we feel at home. And I just feel like that question of, do you have children? Are you a mother? Is one that is so natural when you're meeting new people, particularly new women, and it's looking for that connection and that way to have that shared experience, or take the lens and the focus off of the individual, like you and them, and talk about the safe things. My child does this and that. And it's less about the intimacy of connecting, I think, in that moment. And I realized there's some people I meet that are really willing to stay with me and stay in that place of maybe a little bit greater discomfort, but vulnerability of, let's talk about ourselves. What lights me up? What am I maybe afraid of? Or, what am I thinking about, versus deflecting and in opening up this conversation about the kids. I see it with pets too. I do have and love, but it just feels almost like the safe pivot in a conversation sometimes that actually, like, in some ways creates belonging yet prohibits meaningful connection.
Well, I heard Elizabeth Gilbert say one time that she
Love her.
was grappling, yeah, I love her too, was grappling with whether to become a mother. And she also harbored the judgment that she would be selfish if she didn't have children. And then she started hearing all these stories of women throughout history who opted out of motherhood and then had the ability to just have some extra bandwidth to do things like send their niece to college or help a neighbor in need. And, I think part of why moms form communities of other moms and talk mostly about their kids is a lot of moms are just trying so hard to keep their head above water when they're juggling all these things. And they don't have time to think about themselves or think about other people in that same way. And Kayla, I don't know if you've had this experience, but sometimes just asking the question of, oh, thank you for telling me about your kids, what's happening with you helps people realize that they haven't thought about themselves in a while.
Yeah, sometimes you just need the invitation, the permission to
Right.
do that. As you
Yeah.
were speaking, I was it just made me think of another sort of angle to all of this that I feel like I've seen has been kind of hitting my news feed and such. And it's that women choosing to be child-free at this point are really seeing it as a form of resistance. And I had never thought about it through that lens, but it was really this acknowledgement that the system in many ways is letting us down, and it's counter to what our like ancestral DNA wants to do, where, you know, you can raise children in community with other people and have resources and be supported. And in many ways, that's just not the case for the many in this moment. And so I'm just curious if you had heard it described as that and sort of what your reaction to that is.
You know, I'm gonna have to ponder that for a minute. I'm not sure I have an answer to that question, but it's a good question.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like one I really want to spend some time with too, because maybe that is part of that subconscious choice that I pursued. And, you know, one of the sort of arguments that I saw was that, you know, you ask a man today, you know, who they want to sort of model their life after. And a lot of times they'll be like, my dad, my grandfather, this and that. And you ask a woman, and it's changing, where it used to be my mother, my grandmother, and now it's like, I want to be the actual opposite of that, because they're seeing the just kind of lack of, you know, fulfillment or happiness or different, or the restrictions placed on how they could live their lives, and want something just different now. And within that are just recognizing, I think, the, you know, as people are having more honest conversations around the stresses and the weight of what it really is to have a child, they're weighing it for themselves and are just like, yeah, I don't know if I want to sign up for that.
Right. What's the best piece of advice that you've gotten when you are on your journey to decide whether to have children?
I so appreciate this question, and I don't think I got any advice, if I'm being honest. I think that more than anything, I got some resistance. I got some pushback. Oh, it's just because you haven't met him yet. Oh, it's just because you're just a bit of a free spirit. You'll move someplace and you'll figure it out. Like, you'll want it when you get a little older. Like, don't you want that legacy and that unconditional love? And, you know, and I was met with a lot of people dismissing my point of view and just telling me that it would change. I never had anyone. It took me a real long time to even find like-minded friends who to find friends who could, one, hold the space with just zero judgment or opinion, and then even longer to find a community who could not only hold the space, but then resonate and go, yeah, I actually feel that too. Did you ever receive advice that was positive?
Yes, which I'll share in a minute, but I mostly had your experience as well. And a couple of things that I'll add. So, when I was genuinely trying to get pregnant, a lot of people would ask the question of, wow, you've been married for a while. Why aren't you having children? What's going on? And they would also say things like, oh, wow, I hope you guys hurry up to have children because you're really missing the boat. And it was so eye-opening to be going through infertility treatments when they were saying this, because it wasn't intentional, but it helped me realize for myself in the future that you never know what's happening on the other end. People make assumptions. I also got comments like, oh, well, I never really liked other people's kids, but I love my children, and someday this light bulb will go off. And it was just a constant reinforcement that it was abnormal to opt out of motherhood.
Absolutely.
But the best piece of advice that I got was actually from Sheila, my former co-host and the co-founder of Imperfectly Honest. And she's a mother of three, and she's somebody who was born to be a mother. It's her life's purpose. And she said to me, even I, who, meaning Sheila, who feel I was born to be a mother, acknowledge that motherhood is hard. And it's easy to want to be a mother in those gold star moments when your kid hits a home run at L Little League or gets up on stage at the school play. And those are amazing moments. But It's just like what it feels like to cross the finish line in an Ironman. That feels amazing. Everyone would want that feeling. And so few people actually go through the training and do the work to get there. Because if you don't enjoy the journey, that 5 minutes isn't worth it. And she just said, even I, who loved being a mother, struggled when I had three sick kids at home, and when my kids had a problem that I didn't know how to solve, and all those things. And so she just encouraged me to really think about whether I was going to enjoy the journey. And I so appreciate that she was willing to say that.
I appreciate that too. I think that for so long, it wasn't accepted for women to have these honest conversations about the difficulties of motherhood, maybe with their circles of other mothers, but certainly not to other people, for fear that, they would be perceived in some kind of way, or, maybe it was them needing to talk themselves into the job because they had never really paused and asked, is this something I want and why am I doing this? So I do think that whatever end of the spectrum you're on, whether you're someone like Sheila who just knows that that's your calling, which I adore. We need people like that who are like, no, this is my job and I want to like take it full on. And then the opposite end of the spectrum, people like you and I who are like, nope, not for us. Like, but in the middle, there's now this discourse that wasn't taking place where there's just real honesty around, I think, the difficulty, the struggles, the love, yes, but also the frustrations and everything that comes along with it, just like there would with any other job out there.
Exactly. It's a job. And I spent the weekend with a friend who is incredibly creative and comes up with all of these videos and artistic expressions of different projects that he's working on. And he was showing me all this stuff that he did on his laptop, and he was so lit up about it. And it was incredible to see what he had created. And there is no part of me that would have wanted to put in the hours to build something like that. I do not like spending time on my computer that I don't have to. I don't like fidgeting with color combinations to make it perfect. And I should not be doing that job. He loves doing that job. I think that all of these life choices should be viewed the same way.
No, absolutely. And held with the same respect and esteem, and not judged. So I'm optimistic. I think we're moving there. And it's conversations like this that I think get us closer to that place of just universal understanding.
Yeah. So, Kayla, if you could go back to your former self and give her advice to help her be more confident in the decision to opt out of motherhood, what advice would you give your former self?
I would tell young Kayla to trust that deep knowing. I think that as women in particular, our intuition is so strong. We know ourselves better than anyone else, and we have all of the answers. And when we can tune out the noise from other people and the expectations from other people, and you just get quiet with yourself, the answers will come, whatever that is. And it took me, I think, a really long time to get quiet enough to really listen, and receive like what my body knew as my answer for, for this path, and to accept that. And I think it would, I would also just add that, I'm, like you, I've contemplated and gone back and forth a bit and have No regrets on it and very firm in the decision and clear and have been for a while. But that doesn't mean that it's easy. Like there are moments where waves of grief come in for not having that experience, for not knowing what it's like to give birth. I mean, as a woman, my body can uniquely create life. And there is some sadness around not experiencing that. Does that mean I want to choose differently? No, absolutely not. But I think acknowledging that grief is kind of moving through. It's that love that's looking for a place to go, right? And it is passing, but it exists and it's there. And nothing, I think, particularly around motherhood and having children is black and white.
That's great advice. Well, is there anything else that you'd want to share on this topic?
Do you want to dig into dating at all? Because I feel like that's something with like you get to a certain point and it's almost like the timeline accelerates a little bit anyway, and then it's so quick to be like, do you want kids? Do you not want kids?
Sure. Yeah. It
Yeah.
sounds like maybe you've got some thoughts on that.
I think. Okay, so Elizabeth, I know that you are dating and I am as well, and I just wanted to like I guess dig in a little bit around what that experience is like while also knowing that children are not for you, because I do feel like at a certain point in life we are willing to deal with a lot less. We're more clear on who we're looking for, what we're looking for, and those conversations around, do you want to be a mother? Do you want to be a father? Those kind of things come up so quickly. And I guess what has your experience been with that, and has it brought up anything?
Well, I recently came up with 47 qualities that I'm looking for in a man
Love it.
and realized that there are probably 10 people on this earth that meet all of those criteria. So I'm trying to be a realist. And when you apply some of those criteria and then you apply the criteria of men who do not have children, it really narrows the field. And so I've thought a lot about would I date someone? And I actually feel pretty strongly that I'm not interested in dating anyone with young children. I feel so strong in my decision to not be a mother. And I do feel open to dating someone with adult children that are out of the home, however. And as far as when the question comes up, I still notice a little churn in my stomach when I say, I'm really not interested in being a mother.
I
And
feel that too. I feel that
yeah.
too. I'm so glad you said that. Yes. And it comes from this place of, I mean, it's silly, but it's human, of the fear of what their interpretation of that is and their perception of me. What does that become? Like, what assumptions do they start to make about my character and who I am without even knowing me based on that one fairly significant question?
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's why, dating in my 30s, it was terrifying to acknowledge it head on. And I always wanted to like dig in and ask early and not let something get too far without addressing it. And there was fear. There's fear around it for sure. I do think that in my 40s, I'm more practiced with it, I'm more comfortable with it. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but I have far less issue today. And I'm really proud of that. Would I date someone with children? It used to be a hard no, and I have softened on that. And I think there's an openness and a curiosity, sort of depending on kind of what ages the kids are and sort of what the overall dynamic and things are like. But I do acknowledge that I'm so open to expanding that sort of definition of motherhood and mother energy that I'm not as opposed to it as I think a former iteration of myself was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll never say never. I feel pretty strongly about my thoughts, and I've done a lot of things over the past year in particular that I never thought I'd do. So we will see.
We will see.
Well, Kayla, I so appreciate your time today. You are an amazing storyteller and articulate speaker. And do you want to tell our audience what you do? Because it might explain why you're so good at this and how you might be able to help them.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Well, I spent, gosh, the first 20 years of my career working in PR and advertising agencies and helping brands find their unique story and voice. And now I am a marketing and PR consultant and just really have a passion for working with purpose-led, heart-centered individuals, brands, and just pulling their stories out of them in ways that really resonate and help us all form more meaningful connections with one another. I think that's the medicine we all need a bit more of.
Well, thanks for helping pull the story out of me. I really appreciate your time today.
Yes, thank you. My pleasure. I hope to talk to you more soon.
All right. Bye, Kayla. Thank you.
Bye.